What's going on, y'all? Jesus with the Corpus Christi Originals podcast. In this episode, we have the pleasure of speaking with Tony Valdez. Tony is a touring recording bassist, a session bassist. He plays for several brands, and that's what he does for a living. We get into a little bit about his story and just have a conversation. This is something you're interested in listening to. Stay tuned. All right. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Right on, man. Thank you for having me.
Awesome, bro. So how did you come upon the brand?
Man, probably spending too much time on my phone. I'll take like Mondays off and I'll just, it's stuck to my hand most of the day. I'm just, you know, scrolling and, man, I just came across it off of Instagram and I was like, shit, I gotta have that hoodie. I gotta have it.
That's funny, bro. Cause when I was looking for people to like get, like when I first started, I was looking for people to like give it out to, you know what I mean? Just to get the brand awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gave you that one, and then you're like, "Hey, I'll get another one for my wife or something, right?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Hell yeah, let's go!" You know, so that was pretty cool, man. And I noticed that you like just the type of stuff you were wearing because, like the Sullen.
Like Yeah.
Like that's the. Are you endorsed by them by any chance?
No. I'm just a fan.
That's what's up, man. So, which schools did you go to here in Corpus?
Man, I started off at Crockett Elementary School,
mm-hmm.
and then moved over to Martin. It was Martin Junior High, not Martin Middle School. I'm old, and then to Moody.
Right on, bro. Yeah. Congrats on the beard, by the way. You got the stash last time.
Yeah, dude. I go through phases, and it's like I get tired of it, and I don't trim it. And then when I eat, there's all, you know, all the, it's, man, it's a big mess. And then I shave it, and then I miss it. You know, so it's a love hate.
That's what's up, bro. Yeah, I can't do the full one. I get patches and stuff, so it's like it's just right here. Yeah. For me. Yeah, that's crazy, man. So you went to Moody, class of
93.
Oh, 70. Yeah. I'm sorry, bro. I didn't think you 93, man. That's what's up, bro. So did you play bass? So you're like a traveling bassist or a session bassist? What do you call yourself?
Man, I do sessions. I pretty much tour with different folks. I've got like two or three bands that I work with full time, and then I just, you know, I try to schedule like pick up gigs in between when I can, or however that works. That's where I'm at right now. A few years back, I was just touring, you know, full time before, you know, all the Rona hit.
So y'all got hit pretty hard with that.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. Everything just stopped. Mm. You know, everything just stopped for all of us. All, you know, it don't matter if you're playing in a bar band or you're playing with a, you know, a stadium, you know, Van Halen or whoever, everything stopped, man, for everybody.
Wow, bro. It was, so did you have to get like another type of job, or, I mean, how did that hit you financially?
Man, you know, I was delivering stuff for a little bit, doing like a Grubhub and stuff like that. But that was still kind of sketch. You know, people want it, deliver it, give it to my, you know, hand it to me. I was like, nah, man, I can't do that. So,
okay.
You know, I did unemployment for a little bit. Luckily, you know, even though I'm a musician, it's still work, and I report all my taxes. You know, I try to keep it legit as I can. So that helped a little bit, and man, it just slowly opened up, you know.
So Texas was like one of the first to open up.
Yeah.
Wow, man. So you are you on like a 1099? So how do you pay taxes for being a musician? That's kind of interesting.
It's contract work. So I get my 1099s from, you know, whoever wants to 1099 me.
Wow, bro, that's awesome. So when did you start playing bass guitar? Did you choose bass at first?
No, actually, I started playing piano when I was little. My mm-hmm. parents had a big old piano in their shop. And man, I just get on that thing and just make all kinds of noise, dude. And luckily, they didn't stop me.
You know, yeah.
They said, keep on here, keep going. So
Did they play at all? Well, obviously, they had a piano in their shop.
Nah, mostly my dad played guitar a little bit. Nothing crazy. You know, he was, you know, the daytime job, you know. but he just kind of fiddled with it. And, you know, I just played, just, I wouldn't call it play piano. I just messed with the piano for years. And then, I took piano at Martin in seventh grade, and man, I didn't start playing bass till I was 22.
Wow. So what I, so was it piano all the way until then? And then you just said, hey, I got to do the bass now, or what's up with that?
Yeah, well, it was piano. I tried to play guitar. Well, I pretended like I knew how to play guitar, you know, and then a buddy of mine calls and says, hey man, there's this band and they need a bass player. Do you want to go? I'm going to play guitar. Mm. And I got all offended. So, I'm not a bass player, dude. Whatever. And I hung up on him.
Damn.
I was all mad, right? And I call him back. I was like, man, I'll give it a shot. You know, we'll see what happens.
Wow.
And it was all downhill from there.
Oh, dude. Like, it's like you were pissed off at first and you're like, no. You second thought it, man, and then now.
Yeah, I was like, I'll give it a try. I'll try it. You know, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. So was it much different from playing the guitar?
Oh yeah, yeah, way different. You know, I've noticed now, like guitar players, man, you can drop out, and stuff will still happen. You know, it's cool. The like bass drops out, and it's like,
gotcha.
What happened? You know.
Wow, so it's kind of like the backbone of the music, like the guitar.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're the glue. We're the glue.
So would you say that drummers are part of that glue?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Right on. That's cool. So did you learn music theory at all, or did you? I mean, how did you do that?
Man, I just taught myself. I'd sit at home and just try to pick up songs, try to learn songs, and try to hear parts, and try to, you know, figure out how it went, you know, back in the day with, you know, cassettes and stuff. What a pain.
What were you listening to at most at that time?
Oh, dude. Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of Maiden. Candlemass. You know, a bunch of dark, like heavy stuff, you know. Stuff like that. Misfits. I mean, all kinds of stuff. Sade.
Oh.
You know, there's a huge, like, weird spectrum of stuff that I listened to. My first vinyl that my parents got me was James Brown.
Oh wow, vinyl, you know, bro!
It was the Please 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 album, and then shortly after that one, they got me a Billy Joel album.
Wow, man!
You know, so here I am, like 4 or 5 years old, you know, listening to James Brown and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, that's cool. So your parents gave you that kind of stuff. So the other heavy stuff you got from maybe like friends and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, just hearing friends and, you know, seeing all my buddies and like draw stuff on their book covers. I was like, ooh, what's that? Iron Maiden, what is that? You know, Metallica, yeah. Mira, what is it? All right.
Yeah.
I'll check it out, whatever. So that's how that happened.
Yeah. So have you been using the word Corpitos for a long time?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. As far back as I can remember.
For real. Yeah. Did you learn that from your parents or just like family members or what?
I mean, just. You know, friends, family members, you know, just the slang you hear here and there.
Yeah, right on. I had heard it from my cousins. Shoot, man, I don't know how long ago. And when I was making, it is a funny story. I was making the brand. I was like, hey, is it offensive to use corpitos on shirts? You know what I mean? He's like, hell no, nah, bro.
Nah, man. Uh-uh.
So I just got over that hump. I was like, let me just make it. And then the shark, I found out about the shark, like that's like a thing, you know, so. That's pretty cool, man. Yeah. So you got into music early on. You started bass at 22, at 22, yeah. Right? And then piano since 5. Wow. So now you're playing like all kinds of music.
Do you
find it difficult transitioning from one genre to the next? Just, you know.
Man, not anymore. You know, I'm 46 now, and man, I've kind of dipped my hands in. Almost everything. I mean, not all of it, but it's still a learning process. You know, you have to, you can't fake it. You can't just play bass and then pick up a reggae gig.
Yeah.
You know, out of nowhere. You have to, at least for me, you know, you have to immerse yourself in that music and only listen to that. Like if I picked my first gig ever, my first real gig was with a reggae band.
Wow.
You know, I have been playing bass for like 6 months maybe, And then the drummer, I met the drummer, and I was like, man, yeah, I'll try it. Mm-hmm. But man, I went home and just tried to find as much reggae as I could and just dove right in.
Wow, bro. That's pretty cool, man. So you got to know different genres. So would you say that that makes a good bass player to know a bunch of different genres?
Yes. It'll definitely keep you working.
Mm, for sure.
You know, I mean, the majority of my income has been coming from country music.
Wow. Okay.
You know, but there's like rock. Man, they're just some heavy stuff that I was doing a while back. Some of that rock, that like heavy rock stuff I did with Thunderosa, you know, out of Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Anything I can get my hands on, I just want to play.
Yeah, man. I saw there was a post on, I don't think it was a post. I think it was like a thing where you put all your information up for people to want to call you for gigs and stuff. Right. And you I think there was a list of bands on there. It was like some 20 bands, bro, on there.
Oh yeah.
You remember that? Yeah. I think the one of the biggest ones I saw was like ZZ Top or something like that.
Yeah, dude. I was touring with a guitar player out of Dallas, mm-hmm. Named Lance Lopez. And we were in Europe. We did a few dates at like Luxembourg and Spain and some other spots with ZZ Top. Man, Rod Stewart. We got to play with Rod Stewart.
Wow, man. That's awesome.
But yeah, it's been a fun ride, man. Definitely.
So you've been to Europe, man. What's that like?
You know, it's totally, it's just such a huge culture shock.
Mm.
You know, the biggest thing for me is like when we go out, you know, you go eat or whatever, you tip somebody, you tip the waiter, you know, over there, if you tip them, they get offended.
Wow.
You know, cause they're the way they see it is, hey, I'm getting paid really good for this. I don't need your charity. Wow, I don't need this, you know, at least that's the way it was, you know, when I was there, you know, 10, wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah, and so you said Luxembourg?
Yeah, man, Luxembourg. Some of the first spots we hit were in, like, Eastern Europe. We were, like, the first band to play in Eastern Europe after those spots had gotten out of Soviet rule.
Oh, man.
So what that meant was, like, if you were starting a band there and, like, say Romania, we were a month in Romania. If you started a band there, you had to submit a list of tunes to the government. Whoa. So they could go over it, and then they would get it back to you with the tunes that they approved of that you could play.
Oh, wow.
But now, you know, they're out of under all of that, so man, they were just getting, they just wanted to get their hands on whatever they could, and we were like the first ones there.
Right on. So what style of music was that y'all were playing?
Man, blues.
Blues, yeah.
Believe it or not, blues. It was more like a heavy rock blues.
Okay.
But man, and especially from Texas, dude, they lost their minds. It was
crazy. Yeah, man. Hell yeah, bro.
It was crazy.
So did they introduce y'all like, these boys are from Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's awesome, bro. Are you proud to live in Texas?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, man. You know, we had planned to move to Oregon. I was living up there for a little bit, and you know, my mom went into surgery, so I came back, and man, it's home. I can't leave here.
Right on, bro. Right on. Yeah. And so you moved to Austin for a minute. Is there a reason why? Is that involved in I guess with what you do?
Yeah, you know, I just figured, you know, there's a bigger music scene up there, and you know, I tried it for years, and it's cool. You know, there's a lot of great players there, but it's almost impossible, dude, to make money, you know, unless you're playing like a corporate band or, you know, something like that. It's almost impossible to play full time.
So, and that's because there's a flood of musicians. Everybody's trying to do the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. It's just a huge, it's just saturated with, you know, musicians. And I mean, you can go out every night of the week and you're seeing a band and you're seeing, you know, a different band play, and people just want to get out and play, and they'll play for nothing.
Yeah, right on. So when you wear your Corpus hat out there, do people ask you what that means?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I've had a few. And I even had a few like, hey, check it out. I just bought some of those hats. You know, they'll show me that. Look, I just placed an order. I was like, sweet, man.
Nice, bro.
Thanks, Dusty.
Yeah. Cool, man. All right. Cool. So let me see. Full-time aside. Okay. So you're endorsed by, how do you say the amp name that you're endorsed by?
Ike.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you like about them?
Man, they've always been super cool with me. You know, my rep will call me just to, hey, how's it going? You know, they were always checking when Harvey hit, you know, they were calling me, hey man, do you need anything? Are you cool? You know, how are things? And
wow.
Just, you know, that rapport that you have with the company, it's, for me, it was hard to find, you know, and, man, they hook it up. The amps just, they hit so hard, you know, they pretty much do whatever I need them to do.
Dude. So what do you look for? When that, cause I'm looking at your rig and you got a speaker and then you got the head and then on the right side, you got another little, what is that? Like another woofer or something like that?
Well, I have two of those big cabinets and, you know, sometimes I'll get lazy and I'll just take one and that other little cabinet.
Yeah.
And so the big one has two 12s in it and the little one has a single 12 and, man, I'll just run those together. And I just haven't had that big of a venue to take the whole thing out.
Nice.
So I'll take like one cabinet, you know, usually it's just one.
Yeah, right on. And you got a bunch of knobs on there. Like, so I was looking at, you had a post about like some kind of preamp that's coming out. I forgot what it was called. What is it? I don't know. What's the function of a preamp?
The preamp is basically shaping your tone. The preamp is going to, if I'm not mistaken, the preamp is just going to give you your shaping capabilities for like, it's going to help you boost, you know, all your EQ, and that's where all the stuff is set.
Okay, so boost your EQ, so like give it more not more volume, right? More
The volume is coming from your power amp. So you have your power section, and that drives the preamp. The preamp sits in front of that far as on, like on the board. So the power pushes all that, and that, you know, your EQ, your gain stage and all that stuff, that's in the preamp.
Okay, so the better the preamp, the louder it gets, that it'll keep that tone, the louder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Some amps, man, you know, the louder you get with them, man, they'll break up. They'll start farting. You know, it just, they can't keep up. And that's one thing with Ike, man. I've thrown everything at it, and it's just like, it doesn't even break a sweat.
Yo, that's what's up, you bro. Know, so. Is it a tube amp?
No, it's all digital.
Nice.
It's got two power amps in it, so I can do like 1,000 watts if I want, or I can split it and go bridged, and you know, 2 500-watt channels. If you know, it just, so many options.
That's cool, man. So, were you looking for them to get endorsed by them? I mean,
I was previously with another company, and. Man, I just had some problems with one of the amps, and the customer service got kind of shady, I guess. So I had reached out to a buddy of mine, and I was asking him about Ike because my rep now, you know, we're buddies on Facebook. So, you know, we're always, you know, kind of sending each other stupid memes and whatever and just chatting, you know, throughout the day. But
yeah
I wasn't with the company, we were just like, you know, buddies,
right?
And he would tease me and he's like, hey man, you know, whenever you're ready to come over here, you know. I was like, yeah, well, you know, we'll see, because I mean, I was digging that other company, but you know, once the customer service got all weird, I'm like, nah, I can't, you know, it's just, you know. But
so just the customer service was like, nah, I can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
that's a big thing for you.
Yeah, it has to. It's got to be there.
So do you? I mean, is it like customer service, like with different types of stuff too, or like say you go to like a Jalisco or something, and the service sucks? Like, does that Do you suck? Does that suck to you too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, man. You know, this funny story real quick. Mm-hmm. I took, a couple of us went out to the Republic of Texas, that fancy restaurant one time. This was years ago. And, man, we got sat, we waited at the table for like 45 minutes and nobody was coming around. Dude. Mm. I'm like, this is a fancy restaurant. You know, you wouldn't expect that.
Right.
And, man, all the waiters and waitresses were like hitting this 12 top behind us. So there's like 12, 15 people behind us and they're bringing out wine and whatever.
Oh, come on, bro.
I'm like, hey, man. So they took our drink order. Another 20 minutes. They come back and they ask, you know, if we're going to order anything. They bring out the food. We never saw anybody again.
Come on.
Yeah. Man, it's a big deal for me. You know,
right.
You know.
Cause it's kind of like your job, like not your job, but like it's your job. Like just do, I don't know. That sucks, man, to have that kind of service. And then you're. So do you think that's has some part to do with maybe how we look, or is it just because in that case it seemed like it was more like there was just a crowd of people and they could get paid more that
No, way. I think it's more of a visual thing. Mm. I mean, not to take it there, but yes, it is. I absolutely think it is.
Right on, you know, man.
Being in the music business and then playing in the country bands that I have played in and being around certain areas where you're the only brown dude.
Yeah, man. That's,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, if I wasn't in the band, then I'd be in trouble.
Crazy, bro.
You know?
That's crazy. It's crazy. You kind of have like an accent, a small accent, country accent. I can hear
it. It's there. It's there. I'm sorry.
It's coming on. No, it's all good, bro. Yeah, I was wondering. So do they ever ask you like, hey, which part of Mexico are you from?
Oh, dude, not even that. When I had the beard, when I had the full beard, it's like, well, what are you?
Oh.
Oh, man. I don't know. I just say, I don't know.
Hey, so you just let it roll. You gotta let it roll off, right?
It don't bother me, man. It takes a lot to offend me. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, and it's kind of like we grew up with that. I would say that we kind of grew up like learning that, you know.
Oh yeah.
That's out there. And I don't know. Just the way I learn is like just do your job, do it good, do it well. You know what I mean? You'll be invited back.
That's it. That's it. That's, you know. It's the same thing with my playing. If I don't do my homework, if I don't learn the music, you know, I'll get the job. Sure, they'll pay me, but I won't get called back.
Right on, man.
You know, if I want to keep working, you know, I got to stay on it.
You got to stay on it for sure, man. So you got a little puppy here.
Yeah.
What's his name?
What? Milo.
Nice.
Well, he's got a bunch of names. His name's Milo. We call him Tater. We call him Patata. This lady, one of our neighbors in the apartment complex, she came out one morning, and she goes, "Oh, hi, Tata." I was like, what the fuck? So that turned into Tata, and then it turned into Patata.
Oh, nice.
So he's got a bunch of names. He's a handful, man.
And the cat. So you got a cat too? Do they get along?
We got him and two cats.
Two cats.
Yeah, yeah. We had a stray. We had a stray here in the complex. Just kind of pulled up and took over.
Yeah, we got a bunch over here, man.
Yeah.
My wife loves animals, so we got them out here. So you got two cats. Does the dog try to eat the cat?
Man, they all sleep together. They're I mean, they're all you know, compadres now.
Yeah, they chilling out.
So that worked out, thank God.
That's what's up, bro. So you like Nike Air? What's up with that?
Oh man, it's I'm addicted.
You're addicted?
I'm addicted, man. My brother-in-law got me into it, and it's all his fault because he sells the shoes. You know, he'll get in the raffles, and you know, he'll get different sizes for whatever, and just, you know, sell them in his little online stores.
Oh, so he sells them online?
Yeah.
Dude, that's what's up. So he sells like what, like vintage types and stuff, or
just, man, all Nikes, Jordans, you know, the Yeezys.
Yeah, the stuff that's gonna make you money.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Or, you know, or if you're looking for a particular something, you know, he's got a line on a bunch of different folks that have them also.
That's so, what's up.
So you know, I wear size 13, so that's hard to find.
So 13. So how tall are you? 6 foot?
So, yeah, 6 foot.
Right on. Yeah, man. I appreciate you shouting us out on this one of your latest posts.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Yeah, it's the least I could do.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. What kind of bass are you rocking?
Right now, I have an F bass. They're out of Canada.
Oh.
Man, that thing has been my go-to since I got it like 2 years ago.
Yeah, why do you do the five string?
Huh?
How come you decided to go with the five stringer?
Man, that was that's kind of what I learned on. If you put a four string in my hand, I'd get lost.
Wow.
It's weird. It's kind of like a weird mental block. I can do it, but I prefer just to have my five on there.
So do you prefer, because I mean, do you use it a lot, or do you use it mostly like to rest and rest on and then pluck?
Man, I use it a bunch. You'd be surprised at how many country songs have that low B and low D in their songs. Yeah.
Right on, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you use the B and the D mostly and not the C. So I think C would be like Spanish music, huh?
Yeah. That low C, maybe, you know, maybe it's kind of low. It's kind of too low for a lot of stuff. But.
Oh, right on, man. Cool. So how often do you restring it? Do you restring it much, or how do you, I mean, what do you do?
Man, I try to do it. If, you know, if I'm working a bunch, it'll be like maybe twice a month. Or depending on how broke I am, you know, maybe once a month.
Right on. So are you, you and your wife are two, the all, I mean, what's up there?
She puts up with me.
Yeah, she puts up with you. So do you play in the house and she puts up with it?
Man, actually, I practice. I mean, she works all day. And, you know, I'll be out, or I'll get up when she gets up. And, you know, I'll practice. But I have my little headphone practice and nobody hears me.
Yeah, you guys been together long?
Oh, dude. 10, 12, I'm going to get so much trouble. 11 years. Married for 10.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. She's been through, man, we've seen so much bullshit together.
It's crazy. Man. Yeah, dude, that's what's up. It's like she ride or die, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. She, yeah, like I said, she puts up with it. She doesn't, there's no, you need to get a real job.
Oh. Know,
anything like that, like my first marriage.
Oh, bro. So this is number two for you?
Yeah.
Wow. And was that an issue?
Oh, yeah. That was an issue? There was a lot of crazy, you know, crazy drama, because, you know, she didn't want me to have anything to do with music. You know, it was weird. She couldn't do what she wanted to do, so she didn't want me doing what I wanted.
Oh, so it was like a selfish thing, man.
There's a bunch of resentment there, yeah.
Oh, that sucks, bro.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool that your wife now, she encourages you, man. It's kind of like that's what you got from your family before, and that's what you needed to go, and now you're making money doing it.
Oh yeah, dude. You know, paying bills, and that support helps, and support helps a lot.
Yeah, bro. Would you say that it's a pretty good amount of pay yearly? Like, do you get paid pretty good?
Yeah. We could, you know, we're comfy. We're not loaded.
Yeah, right on.
You know, but you know, we're getting by. We're paying bills and making rent.
Tony Valdez. Your last name is Valdez.
Yeah.
I have a cousin named Tony Valdez.
Oh, wow.
It's funny, bro. Yeah. I don't know. You might know him. The Valdez is, his name is Tony Valdez. And then he's got a brother, Ralph, Martin, and Isaac. And they're all Valdez.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I had a cousin named Tony Valdez. Tony had a son. His name was Tony Valdez Jr.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad, because when I was researching you, I was trying to research on some info about you, you know, before we came on, and I searched Tony Valdez, Corpus Christi, and then my little cousin, which is he passed away. Mm-hmm. His name is Tony Valdez, and I was like, oh, man, this is sad, you know what I mean? So I had to research. Anyway, what's your wife's last name?
What's that?
What's your wife's last name?
Macias.
Macias, okay. Yeah. Cool, man. I appreciate you coming on, bro. What do you have anything coming up? Any gigs coming up?
Man, nothing local. We this coming weekend, well, next weekend, I guess I should say. The 8th and 9th, we're in San Antonio. I'm not sure where. Mm-hmm. And then the 10th, which is Sunday, we'll be in Fort Hood.
Fort Hood. So who does your scheduling for you?
Man, the singer does all of it.
Wow,
you know,
cool.
They just call and tell me, hey, well, I have to call them sometimes and remind them. You know,
what's the name of the band?
The Isaac Jacob Band.
Okay. Is that the rock blues band?
That was a country band.
The country band, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, them. And then, man, I work a bunch with this cat named Austin Gillum. He's in New Braunfels, so I work a lot out there as well.
So, do you have to drive out there to practice, or do you all like? I mean, how do y'all get together?
Man, if it's with Austin, he'll just send me the music. You know, I'll just show up. I'll do my homework. Everybody else knows it. If we have like a new drummer or something, I'll go up super early the day of the show, and we'll like kind of run through some songs beforehand.
So you said music. So is it actual mute, like chord music? Like what kind of, do you get into music theory at all?
I have no clue. I couldn't read music or anything like that to save my life.
That's very interesting, bro. But you're getting paid to play music and you can't read music.
No, I can't read. I couldn't read to, yeah, no way.
That's awesome, man. You would think and I feel like I find that's a commonality with musicians. Like a lot of them don't read. But yeah, they play.
Yeah.
So you kind of did it you do it based solely off of what you hear, like the direction the music is going as far as.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's all by ear. You know, I know some theory. I know like if I'm an A, I know what needs to be there and what works.
And you do it based off the patterns on your fret.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Are there certain keys that are real popular, like amongst all the music that you play?
Man, you know, there's a lot of songs in G.
Ah,
yeah. There's a lot of songs in G, and there's a lot of songs in D.
Okay.
And, you know, every so often, you know, an artist will get fancy and it'll be in B flat. Whatever. You know, that doesn't bother me. If I played fiddle, probably, you know, it's different for those guys.
Yeah, I think about it now. It's like, oh, the G is kind of easier to play. You don't have to do a lot of bar chords on the acoustic.
Yeah.
You play it in G. Maybe a lot of people's registers are in that, you know, like vocal registers are in that range.
Oh, totally. Too. Totally. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot easier to sing, you know, for some folks, you know, and that, man, I've worked with some people that they tune everything down a half step. So E would actually be E flat.
Interesting. And you so know, you don't, and, uh-huh. And so you don't have to like detune your bass because they go down.
No, I usually don't. I'll just transpose it. I'll just move my hand down.
Yeah. Nice. That's the cool thing about bass playing. You don't have to tune to what they tune to. Awesome, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. I'm trying to think of some more stuff to say. Do you have anything you want to say? Anything you want to share?
Man, you know, it's fun being on the road, but it's so nice when you get home.
Right.
I love traveling. You know, I love the, you know, driving 6 hours to the next gig. I love it. Home is home, you know.
Yeah. So why is that for you? Like, I mean, how come?
You know, yeah, my wife, my dog, you know, I like, hotels are cool, but I like sleeping in my bed,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Do you have one of those beds that when you lay on, you sink down?
It's real comfy. Yeah. I'm on it right now. So
don't fall asleep, bro.
I'm trying.
That's what's up, man. So do y'all have plans to extend your family in the future?
No. Maybe another base to the family. Right on. There's another base coming at the end of the month. So.
That's what's up. That's cool, man. So do people say stuff like because of that, because you're not going to extend your family the other direction?
No, not at all, man. I have a daughter from a previous relationship that's with her mom. And, you know, she's got a couple of kids and, you know, they're older now. So we're just kind of hanging out.
Dude, that's got to be tough. So how old is your daughter?
She will now be 13, I think 13 in August.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. So she's, what, eighth grade?
I think so. Yeah. It's been a while. It was kind of like a sticky breakup, you know, with that thing, and the mom was being a little impossible with things. So I haven't seen anyone for a minute.
Wow, you haven't seen your daughter?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh my God, bro, I'm sorry, man. Yeah. Do they live in town?
No, I think the last I heard, they were in Tulsa. They Come were in on, Oklahoma. Man. So
no contact at all. Like, I mean,
none.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
And is that like court status to where they had to, where she has the kids?
No, man, she just disappeared. She's good at disappearing.
Oh, bro, come on, man.
You know, she did a couple of tours in Iraq. She was in the psychological operations.
No kidding, man. So what, the army or something like that?
Yeah, she was in the army. She can disappear real good.
Oh, dude, that sucks, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, bro. I'm sorry to hear that. So, are you hoping that your daughter will maybe come to her senses, I guess you could say?
You know, I've heard from a couple of friends, you know, once they reach a certain age, that they will, and they'll want to know. And yeah, I hope so. That'd be cool. You know, cause that's the only spawn I have.
Nah, man.
The only last part of my bloodline. So.
How old was she when she was gone?
Man, 8 months. 8 months.
Well, that's tough, dude.
You know, eight months,
bro. Still in diapers.
It was one of those where, you know, I was on tour. It was just, man, it was just hard from the beginning. You know, when she was born, I was there for the birth. Then the day after, I left for a month. You know, and just off and on, you know, being on the road too much, you know, making good money, but you know, that doesn't help if you're not there.
Damn. So I imagine that does that ever mess with your mind?
Oh yeah, it did in the beginning. You know, I think it still does. I just cope with it better now. You know,
is there a certain thing that you do like to help you with that?
You know, I mean, it sounds cheesy, but you know, the more I play, that's my safe space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my therapy. If I just sit and play and, you know, learn music or, you know, practice, you know, certain things or whatever, it keeps my mind, you know, focused on that.
Yeah, bro. It's like, yeah, for sure. And I love music, man. I used to play, I played classical guitar for a while. I got my degree in music. I can totally relate to that, man. You want to get away, and music definitely helps, especially if you can play. It just comes out. It comes out. You play a piece of music and you interpret it the way you want, and your mind just focused on that. And I can totally relate to that, man. It's cool that you choose that instead of, you know, maybe other things that could be worse. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, I would hit the whiskey a bunch, but.
Mm-hmm.
That don't help now.
Yeah, man. I'll be praying for y'all. I know it's cliche to say, but damn, for sure.
Appreciate
y'all,
it, man. Yeah.
For y'all's family, man, for sure. And my daughter's she's three. No, she's three. She's six. and she's awesome. And I got a son who's gonna be 2 years old. And she likes music. Like I can tell, she like hums stuff, and she hears music whenever she's watching like cartoons or whatever.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, and she memorizes it and she knows it. I'm like, oh, she knows that, you know. So that's pretty cool, man. So did you met your wife, your current wife? How long after that happened?
Let's see, man. I got divorced in 2010. Like right at the beginning of 2010.
Mm.
And I had just moved back to Corpus from Austin.
Mm.
Now, this was like my second move back. And I think it was like the end of 2000, like the middle towards the end of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Is when we met. I was playing like one of my first gigs back out and, mm-hmm. and like back, freshly moved back into town. Hey, you want to play tonight? Yeah. Cool.
Oh man.
So man, yeah, we there that's what happened at the gig, you know. I'm not the type of, you know, person. I'm not gonna be all like trying to, you know, throw my rap or whatever. It's like, hey, you know, what's up? I don't I'm weird. I'm not really a people person, you know.
Right on. Yeah.
You know, and you know, we just kind of met. It was weird. You know, it just happened.
Cool, man. It's awesome. So y'all met like at did y'all meet out somewhere?
Yeah, man. I was actually playing a gig at the Mug Room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she was with some friends and. So I went up and started talking to her and we hung out and I went up and did the last set and they took off. I was like, oh man, I didn't get no info. Yeah. I guess my boyish charm didn't work. Yeah. But,
did you have the mustache or the beard going at the time? What happened there?
No, nah, man, I was clean. It was kind of like this. It was kind of just unkept. Yeah. You know, that unkept stage. And but yeah, she messaged I was playing with this female singer and she messaged her and the singer calls me and she's like, hey, some girl that was at the show the other night, she messaged me and she wants me to give you her number. She wanted your number, but I wanted to ask you first. I didn't want to just be like, I'm are you serious, dude? You should give that shit out. But seriously though, that's how that happened. And, yeah, here we are. You know,
that's what's up.
12 years later.
Yeah. 12 years later. That's a cool story, man. Yeah. That's awesome, man. Yeah. I had something in my mind. I was trying to, that's pretty cool, bro. So you're playing the set, and then, well, before you went on, right? So you had one, came off, talked to her, went back on. And then she took off.
She took off because one of her friends wanted to go to another club, and it was kind of like, you know, being nesty about it. So they took off.
It was her fault, right? That's what.
Yeah, it's her fault.
Have you always been like a loner like that? Like even in high school and stuff?
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, I had some friends. I wasn't like, you know.
Right. Right.
But I just always kept to myself, you know. I'm an only child, you know. So I was just used to it, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. So do you have any friends like friends from then that you talk to now? Like,
oh yeah, man, I have a handful that you know, live here. There's a few that live in San Antonio that I stay with a bunch, you know. So I have a nice little handful of close friends still.
Yeah. Right on, bro. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I was kind of a loner too, and I didn't really like I didn't really make friends. It was just kind of weird for me, man. I was just kind of away from everybody, and I wanted to be away from everybody. I think for fear of like socializing. Like, I guess I didn't have any experience in that, and then I'm weird to begin with. You know what I mean? So. That's kind of, even now it's kind of difficult for me, but it's kind of, I've learned how to live with it, and because I'm ADD or ADHD, one of those. And as I learned about that about myself, I'm like, oh, this is why I'm like that. And so that has helped me to understand and to not use that as an excuse to go do something stupid, you know what I mean?
Or to
drink too much or go smoke a lot, because I used to smoke a lot, like just because, you know, I wanted to, and it just helped me feel, I guess it would just help me feel better, and it would just help me to just live my life, you know what I mean, and not look back. It's kind of weird to explain, and I feel like there's a lot of people like that out there, like especially like in our town, you know.
Oh dude, yeah for sure.
We need something. We need to talk about stuff, and and it's. I'm glad that I could talk about this on this podcast. You know what I mean?
Right on. Yeah.
And I just hope that people listen, that, you know, they know that they're not alone out there, that they can do stuff. You know what I mean?
No, totally. It's real. You know, I have a crazy social anxiety. You know, I mean, in my line of work, that's not supposed to work. It's just, you know, little things like if I get to the gig first before everybody else, I'll have to wait in the car. I can't walk into the place. I can't be the first one in there.
Right.
You know, I have to walk in with everybody else. It's just, I can't do that.
Right. Yeah.
And being on stage is so much more comfortable than being in the crowd for me, you know. And, you know, sometimes people think I'm an asshole because I don't want to go out and socialize and whatever after the show. And it's not that I'm too good or whatever. Not that you and shit. No, it's my anxiety. I have to, you know, I have to just get away from it.
Yeah. And it's like, and when we're like, and when you do that, because I do that also, people think that about us, like, oh, you're arrogant or you're this or you're that. They have a lot of misconceptions about us. We haven't even said a word.
Yo, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, like sometimes, do you notice a difference? Like when you shave, do you notice a difference?
Oh,
the
yeah.
way people react
yeah.
towards you?
Oh, yeah. Man, shoot, crazy day and night.
Same thing too. Like I'll shave off my goat and people will be nicer to me. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
It'll be nicer. And then when I grow it out, they're more, I know that when I grow it out, I have to be more out. Like, hey, what's going on? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let them know. If I shave, they're the ones coming up being nice to me. It's funny, bro.
Yeah, man. I don't know if maybe it's intimidating or just scary or I don't know. Yeah. It's just weird.
Yeah. Cause I work kind of in the oil field. I'm a truck driver. I haul like propane, butane and stuff like that. But when I first started going, you know, being out there, there's a lot of country folk that live like in ranches and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'll stop at a store or something and I'm just going into normal and I just like see them like react toward me is different, bro. And I'm just like, I'm just a person, bro. I'm trying to give me some.
Yeah.
A taco, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get a taco and take off.
Yeah, I just want a Coke.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get
a Gatorade. Pitch. Let me go.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. For sure, bro. But yeah, hey, man, I appreciate you coming on for the conversation, man.
Oh man, yeah, dude, thank you for having me. That's kick ass.
Yeah. So what'd you think when I first messaged you? Hey, would you like to be on the podcast?
I thought it was pretty fucking cool.
Awesome, bro. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I'm trying to wrap it up, man. My wife showed up, and they kind of left for a little bit so I could do the podcast. And my wife's awesome, dude. She's very supportive, and she puts up a lot of my crap too.
Yeah, that's good. It's nice. That's good to have. It's good to have. Sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. Well, anyways, man, is there anything else you want to share before we take off?
Man, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. All right, man. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye. Later. All right, y'all. That was Tony Valdez and I having a conversation on the Corpus Christi Originals podcast for episode 7. And I'll leave a link to his info on Instagram if you want to check him out. Also, check out the merch store for CorpusChristiOriginals.com if you want to check out, help support this podcast and support the brand, support the city. And we appreciate y'all. Stay tuned for the next episode. Have a good one. Bye.